And welcome to Carb Queer, the podcast that's about Carb Queer people living, loving, and thriving in the region and the diaspora. It's the kind of show that is one part narrative and one part interview driven, and we'll be covering a range of topics from news, business and politics, to love, relationships and activism, music and entertainment, as well as traveling while queer in the Caribbean. I'm your host, Ingrid Riley. Now, in this our first episode, I'm going to talk to you about the rising tide of love and equality in the Caribbean. But let me start by giving you some background. The trend of same-sex marriage being legalized in the Caribbean literally started at the bottom, because that's the name of the capital of Saba, the tiny island that belongs to the Netherlands. They became the very first Caribbean island to legalize same-sex marriage, and that was back in 2012. Martinique and Guadeloupe, both French territories, followed suit in 2013. Now that counts to three. Now we can move that number up to four Caribbean nations if we include the United States Virgin Islands, which legalized same-sex marriage there as a result of the Obama administration decision on June 26, 2015, which gave same-sex couples the constitutional right to marry across all states and territories. Now, we can go on up to five Caribbean nations if we include Puerto Rico, which is part of the United States, and just like the United States Virgin Islands, made same-sex legal there, again as a result of the Obama-era U.S. Supreme Court decision in June 2015. And we could also go ahead and make it six Caribbean nations once we count the island of Bonaire, which legalized same-sex marriage on October 10th, 2012, and have been a leading gay wedding destination. Now, we could also possibly go up to seven if Cuba hadn't done some backpedaling. Now, you see, initially, in their new constitution draft, they had sanctioned changing marriage from a union of a man and a woman to one between two people. Then, of course, you know what happened, right? The usual protests by the highly Catholic bunch of churchgoers and, of course, some Cuban citizens. So, yeah, Cuba, as you know, is outrageously Catholic. And does anyone else see the irony in that? But I digress. And now, in 2019, we could have made it eight Caribbean nations where same-sex couples could legally get married if Cayman Islands didn't have us in this state of suspended animation, as I call it. You see, on March 29th, 2019, the case for the right to legally marry was brought and fought by Caymanian Chantal Day and her partner Vicky Bodden-Bush. After a lengthy battle, they won on that day. They won because the Chief Justice of the Cayman Islands modified the marriage law with immediate effect to allow same-sex marriage, as he believed that the right to a private and family life, free conscience, and equality had been violated. And so they were all set to have their wedding when, as you figured, there was some opposition because not everybody agreed with this Chief Justice. So on Wednesday, April 10, 2019, the Court of Appeal granted a stay on same-sex marriage, on that same-sex marriage ruling, pretty much creating an about turn from what was a very historic judgment that happened that end of March. You see, what has happened is that the government is appealing the Chief Justice Anthony Smellie's decision to legalize same-sex marriage. And so they've applied for a stay to prevent gay and lesbian couples from getting married until the conclusion of that appeal. So what this means is that same-sex couples like Chantal Day and her partner Vicky Bodden-Butch would have to wait a little bit longer for the right to get married in the Cayman Islands. So legal same-sex love is a little bit delayed in the Caymans. So pretty much our rightful count is that now we have six Caribbean nations where same-sex marriage is legal. They're Saba, Martinique, Guadeloupe, U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Bonaire. But other Caribbean countries, however, have to add this, have decriminalized same-sex love and have thriving LGBTQ communities and activities. And it includes other Dutch islands like St. Martin, Curaçao, Aruba, and the British Virgin Islands. And so we can clearly see a trend here. American and European-influenced Caribbean nations have been leading the charge regarding same-sex love and marriage in the region, while highly religious British-influenced, and they're also sovereign Caribbean nations, such as Jamaica, are still lagging behind in terms of decriminalizing same-sex activity. These laws, these old colonial-era laws, are still in the books and really ought to go. Yeah, so we still have a way to go, but I'm very optimistic that since, you know, especially over the last 3 years, it's like the Caribbean region has been waking up, you know, everybody, you know, is just, you know, like big time, just becoming more brash and bold and rolling out more pride events. And there have been now, you know, more advocacy wins and activities like, you know, rainbow tourism is on the uptick. And the countries that are leading that charge, countries like Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, and Curaçao. And, you know, as I was observing this trend over the last 3 years, I was asking myself, what could be causing this upswing in optimism, this upswing in Caribbean pride across the region? And I tied it to one event. And yeah, you may have guessed it. The fact of the matter is that President Obama led decision to legalize same-sex marriage across all 50 states in 2015. That was a landmark decision. And that decision was felt and celebrated around the world. And the Caribbean was no different. So for me, hope springs eternal. Because I think things are trending in the right and positive direction. So for me, I kind of like this rising tide of love and equality across the Caribbean. Do you? So for this first episode, thank you. You know, that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this very first episode of Carib Queer, the podcast that's about Caribbean queer people living, loving, and thriving in the region and the diaspora. It is, pardon me, the kind of show that's one part narrative and one part interview driven, and we'll be covering a range of topics from news, business, politics, to love, relationships, and activism, music and entertainment, and of course, traveling while queer in the Caribbean. Pardon the cough earlier, but, you know, it's part of this being a podcaster. So, having listened to this first episode, if you like this podcast, leave a comment, yeah? Tell a few friends, because if you like it, we'll keep going. So, until the next episode, I'm your host, Ingrid Riley. Take it easy.